For Parshas Acharimos, we like to focus on one particular pasuk and to share a few thoughts in reference to this pasuk. Perek Yudches Pasuk Gimel, Kamase Eretz Mitzrayim Yishashavtem Ba, like the seeds of the land of Mitzrayim which you live, Lo Sasu, you shall not do. Kamase Eretz Kenan Asher Nimei V'Yischam Shama Lo Sasu, nor shall you do the things that are done in the land of Canaan to where I'm bringing you. Uvuchukaseim Lo Salechu, and don't go in their chukim, in their laws, in their ways. So Rashi says, Rashi asks, what is the pasuk left out? What is it referring to, these chukim that you're not supposed to do? Says Rashi, these are the nimusas. Nimusas are the cultural activities. Things that are their ways of doing things. You can go in tratios, istadios, like their theaters and their stadiums. And Rashi says, Chacham says, quoting Rashi, that this refers to places where Nesaf and Lischok v'Lalatzon, places where they gather for play and for frivolity. Schok shemasisim es hashvarim in Sifra in letter Ches and Chacham, he says places shemasisim es hashvarim b'shar chayos, where they incite bulls and other animals. Lenacham olilachim. To get them to gore each other, to fight each other. This comes from the Gur Aryeh, from the Maral. That is to say that this is basically bullfighting, I guess in a way, better than the bullfighting that there is today in Spain, because these bulls are fighting with each other instead of fighting to kill people. But that's what it was for, bullfighting. So these are things that we should stay away from. The sense that we get from a Rashi like this, how are we supposed to apply this to ourselves? And I'm not getting now into the question of whether it's okay or not okay to take your kids to a baseball game. Many people feel it is okay. Some people feel that it's not okay. That's not the point over here. The question is, really, what is Rashi telling us about what our identity is supposed to be? There's something called the cultural identity. What is the culture that you belong to? What is the culture they identify with? What is it that animates you and gets you all passionate? The secular culture is one of play. The secular culture is one of being involved in things that very often are meaningless. Even though people are doing many meaningful things, they work hard. They work hard on the careers and the professions and their businesses. But really the goal is ultimately to do that which is meaningless, to do that which really has no point, no essential meaning to it, such as the theaters and such as sports and such as politics, such as things which people get all excited about, the sports and the politics, and they get all riled up about these things, when really at the end of the day, whatever they're saying does not make much of a difference at all. There's something called an ikur, and there's something called a tuffle. Ikur is what your primary focus is. Tuffle is that which is secondary. There's a world of a difference between that which is primary and that which is secondary. The ikur is what your life is about, and the tuffle is what your life is not about. Sometimes the tuffle plays a role in your ikur. Some people need some time to relax. Most of us here do need some time to relax. Some time when we have a distraction in order to take it easy a little bit so that we can restore ourselves to become the productive people that we need to be. The ikur is to be productive, and productivity should be measured in the way Torah measures productivity. And the tuffle is that which plays a supporting role. Sometimes we relax. Sometimes we do things that are fun. If that's what we need to do in order to be productive people, then so be it. We need to do it as long as it's within the framework of Torah. But our identity is with Torah values. Our identity is with whatever Torah finds meaningful. And that's secondary. When we start getting so caught up in the fun stuff, or getting so caught up in the cultural stuff, or getting so caught up in the politics of the world around us, or we get so caught up in the sports of the world around us, and that becomes our passion, and that becomes what we get excited about, and that's always what we start spending lots of money on, and that becomes the first thing we talk about in the morning, or the first thing that we talk about when we meet up with people. Then we have to ask ourselves, have we confused our ikur and our tuffle? Do we understand what is really important, or have we gotten so caught up in the v'chukusein lo salechu, the tratios istadios, there are theaters and the stadiums, and has that become our culture? Has that become our cultural identity? Has that become what our life is all about? Chas v'shalom. The Sefer Das Torah, which has his Shiurim and the Biurim al Chumash from Rav Yeruchim Levavitz, the great Mashkiach of Mir Zatzal, And there on this very pasuk, in Parshas Achamos, in this pasuk of Chaseim Lo Salechu, he cites a very famous tshuva from the Noda Bihuda. The Noda Bihuda was asked a shaila about a Jew who was very, very wealthy and had owned vast tracts of land. He owned rolling hills and farms and forests and cities and villages. And he wanted to know, is it okay for him to go hunting in the forest? Said, can he go for hunting in the forest, hunting for sport, to hunt for animals? Is there anything wrong with that? Now, it was a very beautiful shaila because he was concerned about halachically whether this is okay. What could possibly be wrong with hunting? Is it tzar bal chayim? Is it not tzar bal chayim? Inflicting unnecessary pain on animals, something which the Torah is the first, is the source of this whole idea that there needs to be that kind of sensitivity of not because animals have rights, but that we as people have to be sensitive and make sure not to inflict unnecessary pain on animals. Or is it bal tashchis, unnecessarily wasting something when you kill an animal for no purpose? So this is the shaila that was asked to the Noda Bihuda. And the Noda Bihuda answered what he answered, and he discourages hunting, but then he goes on to say, I'm really, tama, I'm astounded by the essential question, by the basic idea of this question. The only ones we find in Torah and Tanakh that are hunters are Nimrod and Esav, not people we want to emulate. This is not the derech of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So first of all, he says hunting is just not our derech. What are we doing hunting? A Jew does not hunt for sport. And then he adds something very important. He says, well, chein hashemeili, and these are his concluding words. Therefore, anyone who wants to listen to me, yishkon betach hashkeik v'shana v'beiso, he's better off staying within the peace and tranquility of his own home. He should not waste his time with things like this. Besides everything else, the Noda Bihuda was troubled that such activity is a waste of time. Is this really what life is all about? And when we think about hunting was the rich man's sport. The man who would have the horses to hunt with him, and would have the dogs that can track the animals and so on. He was a hunter because he had arrived at that point. He's someone who had arrived. He had conquered all of his ambitions and become very, very successful. And the definition of arrival is that now he can hunt. He's a hunter. But as you said before, that is not our definition of having arrived. For us, having arrived is having arrived at the point we can productive in the Torah sense by learning Torah and applying ourselves to living a life of Torah. Doing nothing or doing something that's inherently meaningless. Is not having arrived, is not a goal of ours. And therefore, the Noda Bihuda's response is, don't waste your time with these things. So as we said, sometimes you have to do things that are not so meaningful and purposeful in order to be productive. But for this to be our goal, for this to be our definition of success, to do things that are meaningless, to that we hear the words of the Noda Bihuda, this is what the Torah teaching us, that the chukim, that this derech, this approach to life is not what our life is all about. There's so much more meaning and purpose to living a life of Torah.